Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. And we are sharing with you on the series on overcoming temptation in your life. It is very important for us as believers to understand the Word of God concerning temptation. There are three major types of temptation. God tests man, Satan tests man, and man tests God. And we're going to be looking at each one of these as we're going through this series of messages. And we're looking at God testing man. And we've seen that the Word, when it talks about tempting or testing, trying, proving, it's talking really about all the same thing. He's coming to test you, try you, prove you, or to tempt you to find out what you're going to do in walking in His way. And there we see in Genesis chapter 22, it says, it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Genesis 22:1, God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. How does God test us or tempt us? The word tempt means to test, prove, or try. He does it with His Word. And what does He do? God tells man to do something, and He expects man to hearken to it in order to bless him. God's purpose in testing is always to do good for us, to bring some sort of a blessing to us. We go on in Genesis 22, and we see in verse 2, He says, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I'll tell thee. Well, Abraham obeyed. He rose up early in the morning, and there he went up with his son, and he went up there, took the wood for the burnt offering, rose up, and went to the place where God had told him to go. And the Bible says in verse 4, On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. In verse 5, he said to the young men, Abide here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Notice he said, Come again to you, knowing that he knew he was coming back. In Genesis 22:6, he went up there, he took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son, took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went up there. Well, when Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, here I am, my son. Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And in verse 8, Abraham, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Boy, that was a prophetic statement of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was going to be the offering for sin, the sin offering, in order to redeem us, praise God. Well, they came to the place where God told them to go. And when he laid him up there on the altar, Abraham stretched forth his hand. He took the knife to slay him. And in verse 11, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. And he said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withhold thy son, thine only son, from me. Notice that the angel says, Now I know that thou fearest God. A lot of people think that God just knows everything that you're going to do. But here the angel says, Now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Otherwise, here he saw his obedience and even being willing to give his own son. And that proved to God that Abraham really had the fear of God before him. Well, in verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes, looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And he went and took the ram and offered him up for the burnt offering in the stead of his son. And there he called the place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. And then in verse 15, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham out of heaven a second time. And he said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, this obedience, willing obedience, in offering the son, he said, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? because thou hast obeyed my voice. Here he gave him the word, told him to do something. Abraham had the fear of the Lord before him, and he obeyed God. And because of that, he got blessed. You're going to find that God tests you with the Word of God to find out whether you're going to obey Him, and the purpose is always to bring blessing in your life. And because he willingly obeyed, he was blessed, because he obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. I praise God. What does God test? He's going to test our heart, and he's going to test us in the soul realm, which the Old Testament calls the reins at times, the soul realm, which is the mind and the will and the motions. He's going to find out in your heart, in your mind, in your choices, whether you're going to do the things that God has told you to do. And we see a scripture here in Psalm 7, verse 9, where it talks about the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. In Psalms 26, 2, he says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart." We want God to examine us. We want him to prove us, because he's going to try and test you in your heart and your mind, will and emotions, and he's going to find out whether you're going to submit to God's word, and whether you're going to walk in the spirit or you're going to walk in the flesh, whether you're going to obey him in the ways of righteousness or whether you draw back in the ways of sin. Psalms 139, 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." He's going to search you and know what's in your heart. He's going to know the thoughts, because he's going to test you. God will test you to find out what really is in your heart. Jeremiah 11, verse 20. Here it says, "O Lord of hosts, that judges righteously, that trieth the reins and the hearts, let me see thy vengeance on them, and unto thee have I revealed my cause." He's going to test your heart and your mind and find out whether you're going to please God or please man. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 2:4, he says there that we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even as we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. We're not going to be a man pleaser. We're going to be a God pleaser. And what is he doing? He's trying and testing our heart. Now, why is God doing it? Because he wants to find out some things about you. And we're going to look at several things. First of all, to know that you fear the Lord. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, remember what we read? It said, the angel said, "Lay not thine hand upon that lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." And what he's going to do is test you with his word to find out whether you really fear the Lord. When you have the fear of the Lord, the reverential respect and awe of him, you're going to obey him. Exodus 20, verse 20, he talks about how God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. When the fear of the Lord is before you, you will not sin. So God's going to test you with his word to find out whether you're going to walk in the fear of the Lord, whether you're going to hate evil. He's going to prove you in this way so that you will have the fear of God before you, so that you sin not. A second reason of why God tests you is to know what is in your heart. In Deuteronomy there, chapter 8, verse 2, talks about how the Lord led them the 40 years in the wilderness to humble them, to prove thee. He's going to test you, prove you, try you, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wast keep his commandments or not. He's going to find out what is in your heart. 2 Chronicles 32:31. It talks about how God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. God will test you. He's going to find out what's really on the inside of you in your heart. That's the hidden man of the heart, the thoughts and the intentions, the motivations of why you do everything that you do in life. The third reason, which we've already seen in that Deuteronomy 8:2, is to know if you'll do his word. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, he said he was going to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. God is going to prove you to find out if you're going to keep his word. Are you going to be a hearer and a doer of his word, or are you going to be a hearer only? If you're a hearer only, when the storms of life come, you're going to be having built your house on sand, and you're going to be having a great fall. But if you're a hearer and a doer, and you will keep his commandments, then you're going to be built on the rock, and the storms of life will not be able to shake you. You'll be founded upon the rock. Exodus 16, verse 4. He talks about how he came to prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. He's going to find out whether you're going to walk in the Word. Have you committed to walk in the Word of God? Have you put the Word of God first place in your life? Is it final authority? Do you think, what does the Word say about this situation? What does the Word say about what I should speak? What does the Word say about the action that I'm about to take? That shows that you're going to walk in His ways. And God is coming to prove you in this area. A fourth area is to do you good at your latter end to bless you. Deuteronomy 8:16, He said that He came to prove them to do thee good at thy latter end. Remember the blessing that came on Abraham, that he'd be blessed? And that's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to do you good and to bless you, and that's exactly what He'll do. He will bless you greatly. Another area is to know whether you love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. In Deuteronomy 13:3, the Bible says the Lord proves you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Do you love Him with all your heart and soul? It's shown by whether you're obedient and hearkening to His Word. Praise God, He's going to prove you. Another area is to see if you watch your mouth and not sin. Here it says in Psalm 17:3, you've proved mine heart, you've visited me in the night, you've tried me, and you'll find nothing. I'm purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. Purpose that your mouth shall not transgress, and you won't sin. And God's going to find that out, because He wants you to get control of that mouth so you speak forth good things. And another area is to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Jeremiah 17:10, He says, I try the reins, I search the heart, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You know, God is going to reward us. The Bible says He rewards those that diligently seek Him. God wants to bless you, and He is going to give you according to your ways and according to the fruit of your doings. God takes notice of these things. So the testings of God are going to find out whether you're going to love the Lord your God, whether you're going to walk in His ways, whether you're what's really in your heart on the inside of you, and He's going to bless you, do you good, and cause you to have the rewards of the fruit of your doings. Well, we've introduced this more today, and we're going to be continuing on this the next broadcast. Be a doer of the Word and watch God bless you. We'll see you then. God bless you.